Welcome to Lesson 5 to Arabic in Context series. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to talk in the first and in the second person in Arabic. You'll also learn some new verbs and vocabulary through today's story. Today's story will be the first story in the elementary level. And in order to reach our goal, we'll read the story first, and then we're going to have a look at the vocabulary and its pronunciations. Then we'll dive deeper into the text to analyze how we should use the first and the second person forms. We'll read the story one more time while paying attention to the rules that we have learned. And finally, we will read another story and we'll try to translate it using the knowledge that we have learned in this lesson. So let's get started. عطلة نهاية الأسبوع. هذه كانت عطلة نهاية الأسبوع المثالية. في الصباح شاهدت جدتي تبتسم وفي يدها زهور. قالت لي جدتي: صباح الخير يا باسم. ثم ذهبت إلى النادي وقابلت أصحابي وانضممت إلى فريقي. شعرت بالفرح والسرور. نحن لعبنا، نحن تدربنا، نحن جرينا وقفزنا سويا. أنا تمرنت لكي أكون بصحة جيدة. وفي المساء شاهدت أمي تعد طعاما شهيا. أنا تناولت العشاء مع عائلتي ثم ذهبت للتمشية مع أختي. يا له من يوم جميل. And now it's time for the new verbs that we've seen in this story. شاهد، قال، ذهب، قابل، شعر، لعب، تدرب، جرى، تناول. So now it's time to have a look at the new vocabulary that we've seen in this story. يديها، زهور، الفرح، السرور، صحة، عائلة، تمشية. And finally, the language chunks. في الصباح، عطلة نهاية الأسبوع، صباح الخير، سويا، بصحة جيدة، في المساء، يا له من. Alright, so verb conjugation in Arabic. To conjugate means to change the form of the verb so that it agrees with the pronoun you're using. Like when you say in English, he plays. So we added s to the infinitive of the verb, which in this case is play. And this is essentially conjugating play to agree with the pronoun he. So in English, you need two things. Number one, an infinitive form of the verb, which is the source form of the verb. And number two, You need an ending that agrees with the pronoun, and in this case, it is the S that makes the verb agree with the pronoun. In Arabic, it is the exact same story, and you will need also the exact same things to conjugate verbs. So let's look at number one, and that is the infinitive form of the verb. The infinitive form in Arabic is the past form. And when you learn verbs, you'll almost always learn them in the past form, because this is the infinitive form in Arabic. So having the past form of verbs in Arabic is always step number one to getting anything done in Arabic. So if you have an infinitive form, you can add prefixes and suffixes, and you can change the verb so that it is conjugated to the way you want it. Number two of the things that you need to conjugate verbs in Arabic, and that is the pronouns and their endings. We're going to talk about the first person and second person pronouns. In English, first person pronouns are I and we. And the second person pronoun in English, it is just the one pronoun, and that is you. We use it with singular, plural, masculine, feminine, and everything. In Arabic, however, the story is a little bit different. When it comes to the first person pronouns, I means ana, and we means nahnu. But when it comes to the second person pronouns, and that is in English, you, we can translate you into five different pronouns. First is anta, and we use it with masculine singular. We translate you also to anti, and we use it with singular feminine. So if you're talking to a girl or a woman, you use anti. You also translate you into entuma, and you use it if you're talking to two people. And if you're talking to more than two, then you can use entum. And if you're talking to a group of women, and that means only women, you're going to use entunna. So, ana, nahnu, anta, anti, entuma, entum, entunna. So let's see what kind of endings we have to add to the verb so that it agrees with these pronouns. When it comes to ana, you're going to add tu at the end of the verb. When it comes to nahnu, you're going to add na to the end of the verb. Anta, you're going to add ta to the end of the verb. Anti, you'll add ti. Antuma, you will add tuma. Antum, you're going to add tum to the end of the verb. Entunna, you'll be adding tunna to the end of the verb. So let's look at an example so that we see this happening in practice. So a verb like semia, it means heard, is going to be our starting point. As we said, this is the infinitive in Arabic. And that's how you conjugate it with different pronouns. So it will be أنا سمعت نحن سمعنا أنت سمعت أنت سمعت أنتما سمعتما أنتم سمعتم أنتن سمعتن. So we basically, when you look at the second person pronouns, you basically take the ending of the pronoun itself and you add it to the end of the verb. So if you already know the pronouns, you can just simply add the ending of the pronoun itself to the verb, and then you will have conjugated the verb successfully without any problems. One more important thing. Sometimes it is acceptable to keep the conjugated verb and remove the pronoun itself, and it would still give the same meaning, and it is not wrong whatsoever. So you can say, أنا ذهبت إلى جدي, and this means I went to my grandfather. But you can also say the exact same sentence just by saying ذهبت إلى جدي, and it would still mean I went to my grandfather. Another example, نحن لعبنا الكرة, we played football. Or you could just simply say لعبنا الكرة. So make sure that you keep track of the ending of the verb, because it will tell you for sure what kind of verb it is and what the meaning of the sentence is, because sometimes the pronoun is left out, but the ending of the pronoun will always be attached to the end of the verb. Now let's read the story one more time and try and understand all the conjugated verbs without translation.
عطلة نهاية الأسبوع. هذه كانت عطلة نهاية الأسبوع المثالية. في الصباح شاهدت جدتي تبتسم وفي يدها زهور. قالت لي جدتي صباح الخير يا باسم. ثم ذهبت إلى النادي وقابلت أصحابي وانضممت إلى فريقي. شعرت بالفرح والسرور. نحن لعبنا، نحن تدربنا، نحن جرينا وقفزنا سويا. أنا تمرنت لكي أكون بصحة جيدة. وفي المساء شاهدت أمي تعد طعاما شهيا. أنا تناولت العشاء مع عائلتي ثم ذهبت للتمشية مع أختي. يا له من يوم جميل.
Were you able to spot all the conjugated verbs and know their meanings? Well, if you have, now is the time to test if you really understood everything in this lesson. And now we'll read a new story with familiar vocabulary that we have learned from previous lessons. And as homework to do for next time, you'll do two things. Number one, you'll translate the short story that I'm going to read right now. And number two, you're going to try and change all the I and we pronouns to any other pronoun of your choice from the ones that we've learned today and conjugate the verbs accordingly. Don't forget to leave your answers in the comments below if you want to have my feedback to your work.
مزرعة جدي. ذهبت الأسبوع الماضي إلى مزرعة جدي. ذهبت إلى جدي مع أختي بسمة. نحن وجدنا جدي نائما في الحقل. أنا رأيت بقرة صغيرة في مزرعة جدي. وبسمة وجدت عصفورا صغيرا. أعطيت جدي هذه الزهور الجميلة. فرح جدي بها كثيرا. أعطاني جدي هذه الصورة وأعطى جدي تلك العلبة لأختي. نحن استمتعنا باليوم عند مزرعة جدي.
So now you'll try and translate the sentences in the story. Leave your answers in the comments below. After you translate the sentences, try to change the pronouns in one or two sentences from I or we to another type of pronoun and change the conjugation of the verb accordingly. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.